You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
Not a good weekend for Dortmund. Lost 4-1 to Bayern on Saturday. That means they're 18 points behind their rivals. Where Monaco top, 3 points clear of PSG in Ligue 1. We mentioned the goals. It seems guaranteed. Monaco conceded 6 to City, of course, away from home. They've only won 2 away in the Champions League this season. That was at Villarreal and against Spurs at Wembley. Not once since beating Spurs and letting 8 goals in the last 2. Dortmund scored 15 in 4 home Champions League games, Alex. Whatever you think to the outrights, and people may think Monaco may be a tad big at 4-1. Are you looking at the goals?
You've got to, quite simply. If there is a game that is guaranteed goals, you would hope it'd be this one, because they're both so good going forward, and Monaco have done so much to dispel the myth, well, not a myth, because it was a fact, that 2 years ago they were so negative and so boring, and they are quite the opposite now. They're so good to watch, and Dortmund have always been good to watch through the Klopp era, and now, well, even now, they're still, when they're on fire, they really do purr. That's the word that I'd use. It's just flowing. It's beautiful to watch. And this could be a fantastic, fantastic game. The thing to say against the goals, if you like, if you're making a fair argument, is that it's the first leg of a Champions League quarterfinal. And it would be no surprise if both sides just play a little bit within themselves, a little bit cagey, a little bit, let's not lose this game. But at the same time, I cannot look past goals. Now, both teams to score is 2-5. That is what it is. It's probably the right price, yeah, to be fair. I'll put it up, if you like, as a selection, because it has to. You've got to factor it in. Now, Dortmund's home form is stunning. The last time Dortmund lost at home in a competitive game, when was it, Lee?
I'm going to go for 2015.
Correct. The 10th of December 2015, against PAOK Salonika in the Europa League. They lost 1-0. Now, just to put that into a bit of context with real life, that was 5 days before astronaut Tim Peake to the International Space Station. Now, that seems like quite a long time ago.
Yeah, it does, yeah.
So, that is the extent of my notes for this game.
Good.
So, that'll do.
But mine just said goals across the front of it. In some way, you've got to have goals in, haven't you? I think you mentioned that both teams to score is way too short for people to back,
yes.
I think. But what it means is that if you just want to back on the outrights, then all you have to do is, whatever you're going to go for, add the both teams to score into it.
Exactly.
So if you fancy Dortmund, there's no point in backing them at 4-6 when you can get 17-10 about them winning the game and both teams scoring.
And that would be the outright tip.
That looks unbelievable value, really. When you look at the difference between the 4-6 and the 17-10, I mean, the difference between Monaco winning and winning with both teams scoring isn't that. You know, it's a point bigger.
Yeah.
The draws, you know, 17-5 compared to 14-5, but I think you've got to go there. One other thing I noticed while I was looking through their games is that Monaco have conceded 6 in the first half away in the Champions League this season, and Dortmund have scored 8 in the first half at home in the Champions League this season. So I was looking at if there was any value around kind of first half goals. There's not an awful lot, to be honest with you. The time of first Dortmund goal up to 30 minutes is 11-10, and they have scored quite a few goals early on, and actually Monaco have conceded a few before the 30-minute mark. So that might be a way in. If you're looking at the your odds, maybe fashioning something around there. Maybe both teams scoring in the first half might be a way in. I've probably got that market somewhere on here actually. I think I'd be looking at the first half. So getting off to a flyer, Dortmund. There's no faffing around in sizing each other up here. They're going to go for it. They always do go for it, don't they?
Now, I think, while we've been talking about goals, if you're looking at goal scorers, two players who are having phenomenal seasons for their respective clubs, Pierre-Emerick Aubameyang, everybody knows who he is, what he does, and he's very short to score any time. But if you back him in the anytime goal scorers doubled markets, so that's Pierre-Emerick Aubameyang and Kylian Mbappe for Monaco, he is the new hot prospect. If you like, from the same club, he's a bit similar to Anthony Martial in some ways. Right now, he's riding the crest of a wave. You've got to factor him into any goal scorer bets that you have. And you double them up, Aubameyang and Mbappe, and that is 17-5 for both of those players to score. If you are wondering where that is, if you go on the scorer slash match specials tab, put my teeth back in, that is on the top, and then you scroll all the way down. There's plenty of different markets that you can get stuck into there. You're bound to find some value at some point down there, whether you want to go for my market or not. There's so many good little markets there. But yeah, Aubameyang and Mbappe to score anytime, 17 to 5 would be the way that I go with that. But the outright selection has to be Dortmund and both teams to score.
Yeah, agreed. If you want to take that little bit of research I did to its fullest conclusion, then Dortmund to score over 1.5 first half goals is 11 to 4.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.